Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna
Tuesday, and she will be here to talk about You Sexy You.
and how to stay sexy while trying to advance and transition through the aging process. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss that evening. And for those of you who are not late comers, please stay up with me. Go with me on this ride. You don't want to miss these opportunities for these last few days, ladies and gentlemen. Just ride with me on this one. Those who roll with me now can run with me later when I become big and advance myself. Some of you have been following me on the other station. I want to thank you so very much. And those of you who are asking to befriend me, come back again and make sure you make your request known. I will answer you. I was in the process of recording and could not go back and answer all of the constituents' requests. However, I haven't forgot about you. I did note that there were some people that were asking to befriend me. Now, I am on another station called Streakers, and that is a European station, and I purposely signed up for that station because I do have some followers out in Germany, and I wanted to reach those followers. And some of the shows that we do in the future, with my son's help, we will be able to talk to those various different people from Europe because he can interpret German as long as they are speaking German and no other language. However, there are quite a few Africans that were there in Germany that I had made alliances with, and some international people there coming from London as well. I don't know if most of those people frequent the show of Blog Talk. However, that show is strictly on health. It focuses in on energy healing and dealing with energy and frequencies. We are subjecting and topicing the topic of frequency, the mind. Our next topic on that show will be flexing your brain, and we will be working with reading minds. There's where I possibly will get a chance to do some readings and talk a little bit about clairvoyant and seeing into the lives of others and being able to use their physical mind to flex the brain by making sure that they are exercising that great grand muscle, the brain. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Now getting back to our show here at hand, we are not going to deter you or delay in our topic here. We're going to stay right on the beat and on subject. We're talking about memory and psychoaromatherapy. Most of you might not know this, but a large portion of our brothers and sisters and ancestors and our Egyptian brothers and sisters who have transitioned, they use the essential oil very heavily to eradicate the memory loss and to prevent the post-traumatic stress from the situations that they were experiencing when heavy stress was upon the people. Now, as you know, the Romans were constantly trying to eliminate the Egyptians. That was their mission, to kill them. So a large portion of those Egyptians were frustrated a lot because of the stress that was put upon them and the bondage that they were in. So you can imagine everyone probably had a stress condition back there. So they use essential oils to eradicate those prior memories that some of the people had. There were actually, I wouldn't say exorcisms, but there were rituals that were done to eliminate the poor memory and to also eliminate the bad feelings, or for those people who were grieving from a loss of a loved one, they use certain rituals through essential oils to eradicate those problems. Now, we're not going to be going into depths about how they did it or what they did, but we're alerting you to the fact that essential oils have been used for centuries for mental health and neurological disorders. I know about it firsthand. I have used them in my family to help eradicate any neurological disorder or any temporary situation where a person may have had memory loss, or if the person needs to get over a particular memory that they need to transition from. The essential oils have been very heavily used in the hospitals of Europe as well for sanitizing the area, because it is an actual product, an antiseptic that can be used in areas that you're trying to make certain that there are no bacteria. And if you think about it, before penicillin came out, essential oils were used in the place of penicillin, and they were used very heavily, the lemon oil, to cleanse an area and to use for antiseptics. So these are some very, very powerful microorganism products that will eradicate bacteria. I know I told you the story about the thieves that went in, and during the time that there were plagues all over Europe, they covered themselves with various different essential oils. And there is a formula that they use, because during the time that the plagues were fested over in Europe, everyone's were getting the plagues and dying. A large percentage of Europe people died from the plagues. However, these thieves, they were prevented from dying because they used the essential oils to cover their forehead, their arms, and their bodies when they went into areas that were completely infested with the Black Plague. They were not annihilated. They lived. They lived to tell the story, and they also wrote a prescription or a recipe of the oils that they used to eradicate plagues. Now, if this substance is that strong that it could prevent these men and women from dying who use these oils that were thieves, then you know that they still have their potency to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the plague-fighting, antiseptic, bacteria-fighting essential oil. I don't mean this lightly, and that's why I've drawn attention to the subject of essential oils, something that you must know was our only means and substance of curing, well, I won't say curing, of treating conditions. There were no other prescriptions during the inception of the Greeks and during Homer's time, Aristotle, and these various different noble men and women used these oils to fragrance throughout Europe and throughout Rome. And most of the rich people were only able to purchase these oils. Why do you think that there was so much distraction and so much confusion over Mary Magdalene covering the feet of Jesus with her oil that she spent 1 year purchasing? Because she was anointing him with oil, not because her cup was running over, because these were healing modalities that she was using on her beloved Jesus, who she loved so well, to the point she not only followed him, but in the scrolls it said she married him. Now, if you want to take me up on that, do it later. Go and do the research before you come in this room ready to attack me, because I don't have time for it. I'm on a mission. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the magnificent, the excellent product that has been out there that the Egyptians have known about for many years. We as African American must come back into our own, recognize what's ours, and use it for our children who are suffering in these wasteful school systems, who are experiencing post-traumatic stress syndrome. And they're going to school remembering the conditions of their home, the urban settings, and the crime. And they are going to school with minds that are baffled by recreating and flashbacking, having the problems of what is going on in their infested urban settings. And this can be alleviated, parents. And you must know that these children can go in and have aromatherapy treatments and become to the point where it soothes their problem and their memory. So now what are we talking about, Omi? We're talking about mental health, mood disorder, psychoaromatherapy is what our ancestors used. Let's slow down. I want to take some deep breaths now. Why don't you breathe with me? As I compose myself and breathe in and out, I will synchronize my vital signs if you will synchronize yours with mine, and we will take a deep breath and let's go to commercial. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in a second, but we're going to line up. And today we're going to just do our Dirty Dozen dance for a short period. If you're up for it, I am too. Stand to your feet. Off on that tune. That is our national anthem in this room, ladies and gentlemen, and I intend to take it on the road with me when we go out in the bayous, and I intend for all of you to be able to stand up and slide across the floor with me and shake your shimmy like I've been shaking mine. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen. Black folks know about dancing and getting the stress off of them. So that was a little stress reliever, people. This is what you got to do. Where you want to get the stress off of you. Slaves used to go out in the courtyard and they danced their frustration off. Or they would go to church and get the Holy Ghost and dance that frustration off of them. Wasn't nothing going to come up on them called mental health or mental illness. And when you're happy, there's no way you could be mentally off balance. Omi is telling you this because our people, African people, were people who believed in the joy of happiness no matter what their state of mind was. When we were already broken, had nothing, and were at the master's whip and will, We knew that whatever little time we had, we enjoyed it because we were just happy being with each other and fraternizing and rubbing shoulders together and dancing together. So pull yourself up out of that state of mind. If you express it, a disharmony, a mental disorder, you can do it. I know it because I've worked with family members who pull themselves up. I'm an encourager, and the Bible said encourage yourself. Now, I want you to encourage yourself. And if you land over in that bed and frustrated about what has already happened in your life, you cannot take back what has already happened. You do not own the past. You do not even own the future. But what you can do under the Sankofa belief system is bring your past here with your presence to create your future. Now go ahead on and create your future and have a bright outlook on life, because depression is only something that we regret doing or not doing. Have no regrets in your life. Only the prosperity that God is about to give you. See yourself prospering and do not be weary in well-doing, because depression is a lower expression of the lower extremities. You have overcome your lower extremities. You're climbing up the tree of the ladder of spirituality. You are not functioning in that part of your house. So if you're lying in that bed depressed, mother, father, sister, or brother, pull yourself up. Today is your day that you're going to learn how to heal yourself. Let's go over to the talking care room. What we cannot do with water, then there's no other way to do it. Water knows no enemy. It is neutral. Let's go over and consult the water as we call on our ancestors that they might open up a door. Whereas in the past, a window has been closed, we are now asking our ancestors to intercede on our behalf. For those of you mothers and those people who are out there that are expressing a disharmony mentally, and your mind has been shattered, you're expressing anxiety and anxiousness or grief, and you are grief-stricken, I'm telling you that there is nothing that water cannot heal. In the sound of the water is a purity. Pour the water for your people that are depressed, and let the water sit there so that the water has currency. It's constantly moving. It is not stagnant. And if your life has become stagnant, it's because you have not been obedient to what the ancestors said. The ancestors said it's up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Now do what you have to do to bring yourself into compliance. As I demonstrate for you, I'm asking you only to do one or two things, and that is to acknowledge your higher self, which is God and you, and to acknowledge your mother and father spirit on a day-to-day basis, because the prayers that I was initially doing, the day prayers and night prayers, which I'm going to start back to doing, those prayers have a magical power that will open up a situation and bring about a certain decree. So I will decree that it's important for me on a day-to-day basis to make sure I'm reading those prayers and reciting them verbatimly. Now, I want to read the Black Family Pledge, because our prayers we don't have here, but we have them in our heart, and I will continue those later on this week. Now, I'd like to light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. The first glass of water I pour is to Oladulamare, to my higher self, that we will commune together and become one. And I will allow Oladulamare and Ori, which has been placed on my head, to begin to fellowship with me, and we become one, and I get to know the mind of Christ. Ashe. And pouring that water to the ground, I hope that it will take root in the hearts of all the men and women who are present here today, and that not one drop will be wasted, but it will be consumed by the hearts and the minds. And then someone will come and water it again, but God will give the increase. I pour libation, I pour a glass of water for my Father's spirit and say, drink well, Father. Ashe, I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit and I say, Mother, quench your thirst. Ashe, I like to pour libation up to the south from which our help comes, from our ancestors and the Egyptians and the Amun-Ra, the hidden one. Ashe. I like to now pour libation down north from which we travel to get to the south. And I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the east, which many of our people travel from the east to get to Egypt and to get to a place where the Nubians once lived and resided. And I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, from which most of us ended up going back here in this hell-raising captivity where slave men were driving our ancestors and kept them in bondage. I pray that they pass through the middle passage now and that they're unmolested and they get home and commune with their loved ones. Ashe. I call on Robert Jenkins today. Is there a witness for Robert Jenkins today? And I call on Clara Mae Jenkins that they too may witness this episode of our lives as we call on our ancestors, Ashe. I call on Tommy Pete Harvey, the father in my life, the extra help that came in a time of need, Ashe. I call on Eugene Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Tommy Harvey, Ashe. Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Aunt Nishal, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to do this procedure on a day-to-day basis for your family and loved ones. Now, I'm not going to have time to read the Black Family Pledge, but I will summarize it. For you family who have not been raising your children properly and who have not saw to it that your children carry out the mission of the family name, get after your children. I also say to those children who don't remember what your parents have taught you, go back into the fetal position and begin to remember that you're required to carry on the name and to keep a good name for the family. With Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for every household present here today. It is my desire that we would command God together and we would remind him of what his promise is to us or her promise is to us. And that he would be careful to watch over his word to perfect it, that we may come back into our own again, that we may fellowship again as one people, the people who ruled over their affairs. Let us come into our rightful positions and let us transition well, Father. As we begin to magnify your name and lift you higher, you are the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniconscious, the omnipotent one, the hidden one that we want to acknowledge and magnify today, and we say to God be the glory. Amen, family. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that psychotherapy is not a joke. It comes to visit our family in the night when a funeral has transitioned and when a plight of our people has changed for the worse. That is a time you look up to the heavens and encourage yourself. Do not allow yourself to become stifled and stagnant in depression, because the spirit will take over your mind. You are in control and the master of your ship. Now, by using these essential oils like lavender, I personally know for a fact that lavender has been used successfully in my household for eradicating emotional mood disorder. Am I offering a cure? No. This is a treatment, not a cure. So for those of you who want to utilize these, you must properly go to an aromatherapist to get direction from an aromatherapist. Now, I'd like to also say, for the black man or woman, we never knew about schizophrenic. It was not something that was in our category. And why are you men now adapting this clinical primary diagnosis? I don't know. When it was created and given to a race of people outside of ours, you've got to get your mind together, and you've got to talk to your children about being scattered in their thoughts and in their thinking, and a wayward person and a double-minded person will be unstable in all their ways, whose mind is not stayed on Christ. So when our mind is stayed on Christ, we have a sound mind. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Say that with me. We have a sound mind. And if we have a sound mind, there is no way that our mind could be expressing a disharmony in the neurological functioning of our bodies. If we become drunken in our spirit overnight, and depression may have come from the drinking of the vine, then stop it, I say. We cannot afford for our minds at a time like this to be wasted away in these institutions. You don't have to tell me about them. I know about the walls of the institution. I have visited relatives there. I decreed that that would not be a part of our life, because we have to function as a black person. When we take on the cares of other racial people and adapt their lifestyle, we don't know how to use our own cure. I came to my right senses and realized that the cure that I was looking for to heal my loved one was right there all the time. I had to be reminded that the cure was right at hand. I'm reminding you that if you have a loved one that has been sick with mental disorder, anxiety, depression, or diagnosed with schizophrenia, the answer is right there at hand. You need not look as far as the hospital for it. Call on your ancestors, Eli. They will reveal to you which substance or which products and where they are. Now, I'm taking this as a serious matter, because I am now partaking of working with a loved one to write their perspective of mental health and what it did to them in their life and how it shortchanged them and took away from them. Do you not understand that when you're given psychotropic medicines, you can be made into a patient during that 72 hours of stay? You could be given psychotropic medicine where you could never turn back to your normal self if you become dependent on them. But pray and ask God to take away the dependency so you can lean not on your own understanding, but on the understanding of God. He will reveal to you how to find the help like he did for me. I'm sharing this with you because I'm not ashamed to tell you that all families have had one or two people in their family who become distressed and the so-called title of bipolar has been put on them. The stigma that our family wears and the stigma that we take on, we can take it off. Don't let anyone put a stigma on your family to keep you in a permanent underclass, just like racism or imprisonment. It's no different. So you must come into consciousness and understand that within your medulla oblongata lies the answer to all things. In your meditation lies the answer too. If you have a loved one that has been out of sequence, put that loved one back into contact with God and finding his highest self. It is a spiritual thing that he might or she might be going through. Reconnect that loved one back to God in meditating on the word. Now, essential oils are now cropping up all over the place along with aromatherapists. You can also inquire about rosemary. You can ask about sage and frankincense. You can ask about these oils to your aromatherapist or your specialist, but you must ask about them and you must employ them to ask for help to include them in your daily diet. And the reason why I'm telling you this is your ancestors have left this back here for you. No, it wasn't left to other outside people who have misused the product. It was left to you. Your ancient Egyptian people prepared the bodies before it made its transition with these oils because they believed that they would live again. They believed in reincarnation, and they believed that they would come back. That's why they were buried with all their belongings, and they were bathed in these essential oils. You ought to learn your history, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be ashamed if you suffer from depression and that your mind has been off balance. We're all a little out of our mind. To come up out of the middle passage and out of slavery would mean that we're all off balance, and somewhere along the line, we've all suffered a disharmony in our thinking. But you don't have to anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to, because there are products that have been laid dormant, that have been set aside for you. I want to implore you to be mindful of the fact that on this show, the holistic healing is in your hand. You have the authority and the power. Get your mood disorders in control. Do not go off on people because you're calling it your bipolar disorder. Give it back. And don't partake of a neurological disorder. Your mind was very sharp back in the slavery days, and it is still sharp now. You still have the DNA and the intestines of the African. So what makes you think you don't have the mind and brain of the African? You have that too. Now you must clear your head. Clear the smoke, clear yourself, and put those shoulders back. Make up in your mind when you go home, you are going to work on bathing yourself back into compliance, inhalating yourself in your house with the oils and the frequencies that will change your condition. Ladies and gentlemen, change your condition. You're the master of your ship. You have the authority, and I'm giving you the decree to go ahead. You have backing and support, especially from this room. The Care to Read room is telling you psychotherapy things can be a thing of the past. Your mind is the strongest thing you have going. Now strengthen it and pull yourself together because you can do it. It's within your DNA to begin to speak to yourself to heal yourself. Yeah, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord just as Micah Nelson said. Come on, Micah, bring on the word. As for me
What's
and my house.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Make the choice today. Who's going to serve?
They don't live.
you ain't already seen. For me and my house, Christ is king. Lifestyle proof in the text. My lifestyle in the text to prove what God has and is exceedingly able to do. So as I proceed with all of my being to praise God, all attention off me as I intentionally serve God. I lift up a superior being for spiritual, not physical things. While the world and all of things that gleam will serve the King.
Lead your bag.